Welcome back, you hear a Goldberg. Now, I'm not uploading this on the YouTube.com because of conditions and circumstances, but we need to speak in a serious manner about the possibility of escalation. Some of you will go, they don't want that, they'll never do it. I'm sure they're telling themselves the very same. But we're dealing with aging boomers who have no faith or have misguided faith and would love to go out in a bang. They won't be the ones dying in the trenches, so to speak. They'll be dying of a heart attack or in an assisted living facility, being incontinent before you know it. And that's what makes it such a delicate situation. You've got the EU and NATO shipping arms, munitions, and also NATO soldiers, just under different terms. Oh, they're volunteers. So a stray missile, a false flag, boomer rage pilling, a lot of this stuff could get much bigger sooner than you believe. And so it's important to have a plan as to what will occur. Back when I was 15, I had this unique idea because I'd read Stephen Lawhead's Byzantium and I was really inspired. I said, my mission is to join the Marines and die for freedom and democracy in Iraq. Evidently, I was a much better person back then. But we have to be aware of the possibility that they could start conscription. Oh, they'll never do that. Don't be so sure. And what would occur is if we have a war with Russia, if it's a larger scale conflict, initially you'll have a burst of normies and even progressives that'll sign up with the whole, we're going to go fight fascism in Europe. It's almost been 100 years. The time's up. And then once it becomes understood that folks are being blown apart, that there's real death, you'll have a lot of resistance. And they'll start going, well, all those guys that we kicked out because they didn't want the pincushion, we're going to try to pull them back in using like IRR or something of that nature, even if they've been discharged. Back in the early 2000s, you could fight for freedom and democracy, but at least the government was not explicitly anti-white men. Now they'll say, well, we want those guys. We want those guys. We said have privilege. They have to come and fight. And so you need to have a plan. Otherwise, you're just going to probably be stuck in there and turn into a crater by a Russian bomb. Or better yet, friendly fire from a Predator drone driven by some tranny having a microaggression breakdown in the United States. This is serious stuff, all right? And so you need to start thinking of what you're going to do. Some of you will say, we will run and we will live. Yeah, at least a while, providing you can find a country with no extradition treaty and you remain separate from the digital financial economic payment system. Because as much as we heard, Bitcoin's going to make these states obsolete, Bitcoin is now being used to prop up states, actually, in the case of Russia, as you see this tweet right here. Bitcoin is traceable. Now, perhaps you could go over to Monero. The best option would be a bunch of precious metals, assuming they're not outlawed, private ownership, and then go around in Mexico being a Federalist gunslinger, serving the cartel. That could be workable. You could function as an illegal immigrant if there's still cash available. Otherwise, the whole running away, I don't know how effective that's going to be, in all honesty. For myself, I actually was flirting with halfway joining the Ukrainian Territorial Guard, but that would be a stupid idea. You could write a book and make money, but it's probably very inadvisable. No, I've been disqualified medically from two branches of the armed forces in the past. I tried for Coast Guard, went to MEPS, and they were like, well, we have to check you for eye disease. You don't have eye disease. Well, we can't waiver your astigmatism. All right, great. Two Marine recruiters told me just verbally, yeah, we can't waiver that. And then I started the process with Air National Guard a couple of years later, same thing. So now they could take those medical regulations and toss them out if they really needed people. Thus, I would have this would be my strategy. Enroll in a master's or PhD program to extend it out as long as possible. And if you have to go do state OCS, which takes 18 months, and then I'm going to be military intelligence or logistics, IT, cyber. I'm not going to end up getting destroyed in an immoral war because we all know it's anti-Russian people, anti-Ukrainian, European people, anti-American people. This is all about boomer elites trying to preserve their power. They don't care about you. And if you decide to participate, yeah, I'm going to go to the trenches. Good luck. But this is going to be a horrible conflict if it actually sets off. And honestly, the Ukrainian and Russian people should have already done this, and we should certainly. It should be like Joyeux Noël. F all of you. We're just going to chill. We're going to have a good time. We're not going to play your games because there's nothing to benefit. Nothing long term. It's all about the power of Rothschild, Soros, whoever you want to call it, the elites, the bankers. It's not in our favor whatsoever.